This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh man, I love this song. It makes me happy. Makes me think of my childhood. Do you remember this song, Eric Carmen?
Oh, I remember it, but I don't have any fond memories like you do.
You didn't walk in slow motion on the beach to the song?
No, but I will.
Okay, good. In Pontoon Beach. Yeah, naturally. Yeah. Just a little good Eric Carmen to get your Friday going exactly the way it should be. We've been talking in the first segment a lot about Hurricane Helene and the response. And when you see President Biden walk out there and say, oh, that storm, you have to ask yourself, to your point, Ryan, why do we even have the 25th Amendment? I think that was very well put. Want to bring our next guest onto the show. Excited to, as always, have Joe DeVito join us, a writer, comedian, famous comedian, I might add, regular panelist on the Fox News, Gutfeld hit show. Joe DeVito is back with us. Joe, good to have you here. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, good, always good to talk to you guys.
You too. Did you see the clip of Joe Biden like needing clarification when he was asked by the reporter about do the people have what they need from the storm? And he had to think about that for a second to make sure that he could sort out all the storms in his life. What do you think about that?
Yeah. What storm? Oh, no, the Galveston flood of 1900, Joe. What do you think we're talking
about?
He's
been around for a lot of them.
He has. And I want to know, like, for a guy who spends all his time on the beach, I've never seen someone that pale.
That umbrella must be doing the trick that he's usually sitting
real.
Under. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Kamala took his delegates and his melanin. He's got to throw on some sunblock.
Are you worried about him actually functioning? Like, I mean, we've been talking about this for years, his ability and his faculties. I mean, it's October. There's going to be a new president in January. Doesn't matter anymore. Does it bother you that he's not there?
Oh, well, I was listening to you guys talk about the 25th Amendment. What's the point of having it? He's clearly incapacitated. I think at this point, it's just a very slow grudge match between him and Jimmy Carter.
What do you think? Okay. I don't know how to say this in all seriousness, because I'm going to say in all seriousness, and we've got Joe DeVito on the phone here. That's why you're here, Joe, for seriousness.
Okay.
They took that picture of Jimmy Carter on his 100th birthday. He doesn't look well. Yeah. Everybody knows what it's like to experience somebody at that point in their life. They've lived a long life. They're not well. They don't look like they used to. Is it the right thing to do for the president of the United States? He's still here with us. He's 100 years old. Quite a feat to publicize that moment.
No, I thought it was pretty gross of his family. I mean, I've seen people who are 100 years old who were pretty sharp, but I don't think you should put that pressure on somebody. He looked terrible. I think he's just hanging in there so he can hold on to his title of worst living president. Because, like I said, he and Joe are battling it out now.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I don't know why they had to do that. And then to turn into a political thing where, was it his grandson or his nephew saying that he just wants to live long enough to vote for Kamala? I mean, come on.
To reduce his life to that. Like, he can die in mid-November and it'll be fine. That just seems very bizarre to me. I want to talk to you about the vice presidential debate. The memes that have come out of the facial expressions of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, that's publicity that campaigns can't even buy. I think J.D. Vance stuck the landing on that one. What was your take on what took place on Tuesday at that debate?
I thought it was great. I think Tim Walz looks like someone who's wearing a Tim Walz mask.
Yeah. Somebody said he looks like he's playing Tim Walz. That's exactly right.
Yeah, his face looks a little rubbery, and he has that bad attribute of when you look at still photos from video, he looks like he has no teeth. I don't know what causes that. He looks like his mouth is empty. It was, you know, and the way they're trying to spin it that, you know, when his eyes are wide, it means he's passionate, which, look, If you're in a moment of passion with someone in their eyes, do that. Feel free to fill those eyes with pepper spray because that is not good.
I don't know what he means. Joe, it's just so funny that you mentioned that because not on the air, but while we were watching the debate together, I said something about, you can tell something about a person by how much of their teeth you can see when they're talking and smile. And I was like, I don't know why. That's really weird. But you and I are kindred spirits in that regard. That's weird.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's anything you can do to control. I know for me, I have some crooked teeth because I'm such an angry person that I'm pretty much grinding my teeth down all the time. And whenever I see a screenshot from an appearance on Fox, I look like Snaggletooth. Of course, I'm on panel with everyone whose teeth look like perfect piano keys, so I understand what he might be going through, but that was, and he also looked a little bit like the guy from the Heaven's Gate cult. He had a little bit of that kind of vibe to him.
Applewhite.
What about
he did look...
Applewhite?
That was his name, yeah.
Why do you know that?
I don't know, but I had to say it because I knew it.
And you know what was also they had in common? Both of them have had their testicles removed.
What? Is this a setup?
Wait, is this going...
You know that? In the Heaven's Gate cult, one of the things to do is they went to Mexico to get themselves castrated.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you and Ryan are just trying to show off about how much you know about these cults. Ryan, your turn. Hail Bob.
No, he got me. I don't know anymore.
Purple cloths.
The Heaven's Gate one was great because I love cult stuff, and you hear the people say... Oh, he was so charismatic. Yeah. And you watch 2 seconds of footage and you think, this guy's the biggest loon I've ever seen in my life. So, again, perhaps some parallels to our current leaders and wannabe leaders.
Yeah. Joe DeVito with us right now, writer, comedian, and regular panelist on Fox News Gutfeld. We've talked about Tim Walz. What about J.D. Vance? Because, you know, he came into this. He was the weird one, according to Tim Walz. He's the one who started the whole... It's like, oh, this all makes sense now. I get it. What did you think about J.D. Vance's performance?
I thought he did great, and I thought he seemed prepared. He did everything you would want someone to do in a debate like that. And you can tell because, again, when the spin machine, they're trying to say, oh, well, sure, he sounded great, but that just is even more reason to be worried about him. And it's like, well, no, I mean, he actually did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is what a good guy looks like. You know, we had Tyrus on. He's on with us every Thursday. And he said he wanted J.D. Vance to be more aggressive, which coming from Tyrus doesn't surprise me at all. He wanted to see a fight. He wanted to see J.D. Vance take it to Tim Walz and put Tim Walz out of his misery. It looked like he was miserable up there. I contested with Tyrus that I thought that J.D. Vance's job was to win over or put a major crack in the surface of the suburban women, because that's where Donald Trump, that's probably his lowest demographic of people who are in my world right now. You're moving kids around. Maybe you don't have kids, but you're working your tail off. You're really busy and you just don't have time for Donald Trump's meanness, his mean tweets. And I thought J.D. Vance was supposed to come out there and be charming. I'm wondering if you think that's what J.D. Vance was trying to do, and also how much you like his pretty ice blue eyes, Joe DeVito. Go.
Well, first I have to say I'm not surprised that Tyrus would say he needs to be more aggressive, because that's easy to say
when you're
6'8". Yes. You know, you don't hear a lot of guys my size saying, I need to be more aggressive. You know, guys who look like me is like, how can I win through subterfuge and rigging the system? But no, I think you make a good point, because what we always hear people say, the Republicans come across sounding mean.
Yeah.
And particularly when you have the slogan from the Democrats seems to be joy. And let the good times roll. I don't know what they're basing that on, but I think it was good for him to come in and show, oh, yeah, he's the kind of guy you want in charge of stuff. And I think that's the opposite that Tim Walz came across as a guy that you don't even want, you know, managing the night shift at an Arby's. Like, he just seemed like he was out of his depth. So, yeah, I think that's good because, you know, as much as I love when Trump is sarcastic and petty and it cracks me up, I know that it doesn't always come across well.
Yeah. You're avoiding the question about J.D. Vance's eyes. What'd you think?
About his eyes? Did I get lost in them? Is that what you're asking me? No.
No, not at all. Not me. Not Joe DeVito.
Well, I maintain this as a bearded person. I think the beard is really the key. I'm glad to see Vance is bringing it, because without the beard, he looks like a baby. He's got a baby face. But also, it's nice to have someone younger running for office. I mean, ideally, look, they pull this off. Trump does his one term. Vance, again, I'm getting way ahead. Vance becomes president, maybe brings in Tulsi as his VP, and we can start to bring this country back.
Yeah, it's actually, even though Donald Trump, should he win, there's a finality to that. Like, if Trump wins, he gets 4 years, and then he can he can still tweet or truth or whatever it was called. He can still be Donald Trump and be influential, but it will be the responsibility of whatever the Republican Party is at that point, which is going to look very different than when Donald Trump came onto the scene in 2015 and 2016. It will be the party's job to say, this is what we're about in the future. And with the way things so rapidly change with the digital age and AI and everything that's out there, I mean, what it looks like right now won't be the same as what it looks like in 2028. And, you know, when you say Tulsi Gabbard being the vice presidential candidate, a lot of people are like, oh, she's a Democrat. But the Democrats they don't resemble anything about what the Democrat Party was when Tulsi Gabbard was actually in that party either. They've changed quite a bit.
For sure. And when you hear her talk about things like not getting us into these pointless, endless wars, and just even look to hear the amount of money that we've wasted sending overseas, and then when we have emergencies here for our citizens, and we hear, oh, sorry, we're running out of money, and you think, wait a minute, what's going on here? You sent billions to the Ukraine, and even domestically, the billions for some internet connections in the United States where they didn't hook up a single person. There's no accountability for it. And even in New York, you know, I spend a lot of time in New York City. People forget that our previous mayor, Bill de Blasio, his wife was given almost $1 billion for a homeless outreach program, and no one knows where it went. $1 billion. So you look at the way we're throwing money around and to say that we don't need to make some kind of serious changes in our government, and people, like I heard you mention earlier about government money. Unless the government's been out selling Herbalife, then they don't make money. They seize money from the citizens.
Yes.
And then they have the nerve to spend it on not our citizens.
Yeah.
Joe DeVito, I'm trying to find a silver lining here. Tell me if you think this is one. You know, among the disaster relief that's happening in the four states on the East Coast right now, the government is woefully inadequate, really, at almost any level, other than you hear that Ron DeSantis has actually been sending people up north. But is there any sort of hope and inspiration that really this is just people helping people right now?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunately that's a lesson that has to be learned through this, that the government is not coming to help you out, that you really need to be prepared for yourself. It starts with yourself, your family, your community, and it works out that way. And that's why people who are in favor of centralized government and economies and all that, it never works, because people who are far away from the problems, they really don't care. So if anything, I mean, it's so hard to say anything positive out of this.
Right.
But just a reminder that no one's coming to save you, and this is what really matters. I know for me, my plan for any tragedy, I immediately am going to cannibalism. And I know that's not the end.
It's just your default. Yeah, you know it's not right, but
it's hard for some people to admit,
right,
Joe.
Look, I feel like it satisfies so many of my needs right there. Now, you know, sure, maybe you shouldn't eat the people that you're on a plane with. Maybe it's just a 2-hour layover. What I'm saying is better safe than sorry.
Ooh, hard to follow up that statement here. What can I say? Were you on set when Donald Trump was on Gutfeld? Look at that hard transition.
Oh, no.
No? Was it because of statements like that?
Let's get Joe away.
my pro-cannibalism platform?
Yeah, get Joe out of here.
No, unfortunately, I'd already asked for that. I had to do some stuff from home that day, so it wasn't. Although I think with the Secret Service and all that, you know, they wouldn't have allowed us. I mean, I know that one time Joe Mackey and I went down to try and meet Tulsi Gabbard, and they were like, you two idiots, get out of here. I mean, harassing the guests. So, but I thought...
Were you, like, trying to sneak in, or did you just ask? In my mind, you're trying to, like, move quickly around corners to catch a glimpse, and you're like, get out of here, boys.
Well, I don't like to use the word skulking. But there may have been. It was funny when we went down to meet Tulsi that everyone was asking us why we were down there because neither of us was on the show. And then Greg walked in and immediately said, "Oh, you guys here creeping on Tulsi?" And we fled when he said that. I thought Trump did great on the show, and I think it's so important to see him as just chilling with the other guests and being who he is, and not, you know, not having to be P.T. Barnum in front of a big audience. As much as I enjoy seeing that, so, well, what did you think?
We loved it. I loved it. I loved the way that he got to talk about real things in his own way without having to, you know, Rally Trump is Rally Trump. I've been to two rallies. One of them was more of an appearance, and the second one was a rally because it's something to take that in. But that was a different setting. And President Trump is accessible. He's made himself very accessible, and it is the converse of what we're getting from the other side.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, even when he was on Lex Fridman and when he was on these other podcasts he's doing, I think it's great. And you look at the way the other team is just refusing to answer questions. Mm-hmm. And that's with the media on their side, man. You think, how bad must they do?
Yeah.
I think it's also so fun. So it's just so strange that, you know, you see Donald Trump on our show and, I mean, this is a show where I was wearing a monkey costume not too long ago. Like, it's just so insane that, like, this is a show where we do these ridiculous things, yet we're having this kind of impact.
Yeah. Is this where you guys saw Gutfeld going when you created, when they gave you the keys to that hour on Fox News? Did they think, you know, one day we'll have the president of the United States sitting down, former president, potentially next president, sitting down and just shooting the breeze with us? Was that the goal?
If it was, it certainly didn't filter down to the level where I'm at. I mean, you know, it is something that we have talked about. And, you know, I think this shows you one of the things that Greg is able to do is Greg, I think, is able to see these things much farther ahead than someone who doesn't have that insight does. Yeah. I mean, you know. We laugh that even that there are times where we're on panel with serious people and we'll say things and like a serious person will say, "Oh, that's a good point of view," and it's like, "What are you talking about?" Like, I tell jokes for a living. What is this? But I think it goes to show that the people who traditionally were asked for these opinions on these things, we've learned that it's the death of expertise. These people are buffoons. So why not listen to me, a guy who was wearing I've dressed up on that show as a rat, a shark, a monkey. Yeah, see what I have to say.
You're almost a children's book, Joe DeVito. Oh, man. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on with us. We love having you, and we love watching Gutfeld and seeing you there on there as well. We appreciate your time on a Friday.
Right on. Always love talking to you guys. Thanks.
Yep. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Joe DeVito, who is a writer, a comedian, and a regular panelist on Fox News Gutfeld. I think he writes specifically for that show as well. Great to have him on the show. It's a wild ride. You never know. I can have a guest on that's talking foreign policy, and I know I'm going to talk about this subject and this subject, and then I just will ask questions within those two. Like, maybe we're going to talk about Israel, but we're also going to talk about the border. And I got to transition halfway through from one to the next. But I ask questions within that. You never, ever know where conversations with a Joe DeVito or a Jamie Lissow, you do not know where it's going to go. More difficult.
That was a beautiful transition from cannibalism to you guys
Trump.
Sat down with the President of the United States.
I don't have any cannibalism segues in my back pocket.
The other funny thing about that is, as he was saying that, we have a picture of him up online as we're interviewing where he's eating. He's got a knife and a fork, and he's just smiling at the camera looking crazy.
Yeah, that's great. Love to have him on here. He's been in studio with us multiple times. He's been to St. Louis multiple times. He's wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. The Brie. It's just a segment on cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to hold up different cheeses. You let us know.
It looks like cheddar to me. Brad, what about you? We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!